as every artist, every creator.
I've said it since I first got on here. And that's the reason why I got the headset. I ain't gonna front. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, you know, I saw a commercial for the Oculus. This was like well before it was even out. And it was like, when I understood it was actual people. Okay, so it's like, damn, this is not like a game. This is actual people. Like, right?
With,
you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, that's dope. Cause, and the first thing that came to my mind was, how can I use this to further my music or to reach more people with my music? And it just happened to turn out to be just like, you know, like this amazing opportunity for people. So I agree with you. Like, if you are an artist and you, even if you've been established already or you're an upcoming artist, like this is your move, yo.
Right.
It's your move.
Right. Why would you not want to promote yourself?
It's your move.
Yeah, the lane is wide open.
On
yo.
A it's level, wide the
on
fuck
a level
open.
Where wide it's open. Worldwide. Yeah, because yo, I'm gonna tell y'all this. Like, when I first started in the metaverse, I was in all space and I'm going from, you know, spot to spot, karaoke spot to karaoke spot, open mic to open mic. And I'm meeting all these people, like you said, from all over the world. Yo, I performed at this one karaoke spot. It was this Indian dude that was up in there, right? And he was loving the music. The next day that I got to see him, it was like 2 days later, I was in this world called Campground. He shows up, and back then I didn't know nothing about bots, right? I'm just learning and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, talking with somebody, and I see him floating around and shit, and then finally he comes over to me, and he was like, you know, I was listening to your music today, and I was like, you was listening to my music today? And he was like, yeah, and I was like, okay. He was like, on YouTube. I said, oh, okay. He was like, hold on 1 second. So I'm like, all right. So he leaves, and he comes back, and he just floats right in front of me. He opened up his mouth, and you hear my song. That shit tripped me out.
That's dope.
Like, I'm like, stop playing. Like, where are you at? Mm-hmm. And you know, and he was telling me, he was like, I'm over here. Da, 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 da.
That's dope.
You know, so it really, really made me feel like, yo, like, it wouldn't have happened if it was just me out in the streets.
Word.
Atlanta,
word.
New York,
word.
LA.
Because people don't fuck with shit like that.
What I also like about the metaverse is that age is not a factor.
It's not.
Because when you're looking at an avatar, you're not like, oh, she's got to be this age. It don't,
none of that shit.
Nobody cares about that.
And this shit is growing and growing and growing. This is not getting smaller. This is getting bigger. And eventually, just like every other technology that happens, this is going to be the main way people do it. So that's going to erase age barriers. It's going to erase genre barriers. And I, like, just saying, like saying what you were saying, I got to shout out Andrew Money. Real shit. Because Andrew Money was one of the first people to recognize my music and start playing it when he had the motherfucking Blackjack World, like way back in the gap. Hey. I'm sitting in there playing Blackjack and all of a sudden my shit come on. And Andrew, like, damn, he's like, bro, that's I didn't listen to all of your shit. He was like, yo, your shit is fucking banging. And now it's like, now we in there, it's a bunch of people, song come on, they're like, oh shit, that's you.
Yeah.
Like, shit, that's dope. That's real hip. That's spitting. Like, just from that moment on, then it start playing in clubs. It start playing, you know, people. And now it's what it is. So it's like that. That's not a thing that's gonna happen. Just in, like you say, like on the street. That's not a thing.
Look, I got the artist talking here, and I'm trying not to cut them off because
you're
good.
It's your show. We can't forget about you.
No. Y'all speaking your truth, but I want to segue into something, or actually kind of keep in the same pocket.
Yes,
for people who have no idea of what the metaverse is and what the experiences can be like. So a couple months ago, Yo Afro had a concert in here. And for her concert, it was her and there was another artist as well, Cosmic Kai. And they both performed. Now, as an artist, imagine whatever vision you have of your head of your performance. You want your stage to look a certain way. You want your lighting to look a certain way. You want certain special effects. whatever the case may be, whatever in your mind, the craziest performance setup that you can do is nothing to make that happen here in the metaverse.
It's nothing.
It's nothing. I watch Yo Afro do a concert, rock on the block. Bodega's there, Boombox is there, Bus Stop is there, the whole thing.
We jumping out of windows.
We blink, exactly. Look, in a blink,
right.
Cosmic Kai's performing, floating around on a spaceship in the sky.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Just floating
coming
around on the spaceship.
Yeah, that's dope. That's
in real
dope.
Life.
That's real dope.
For that same thing to happen, do you know how many
hundreds of thousands minimum. Of dollars. Hundreds
exactly.
of thousands
to make
at the
that one effect.
Hundreds
happen.
Of thousands.
Like more than
insurance.
More than
insurance.
Look, I did a show.
Yeah, we smoking millions.
I did a show. Right. I did a show up in here, and it was for like the awards with the Halloween shit. Mm-hmm. And like I this set was so like it was a burning church, but I'm into creepy shit. If anybody know me, you know that. It's like a whole cemetery with a whole like cemetery thing that says Kawan Kimpachi with a burning church in the background and like a fucking portal to hell, and I got wings on like a like there was the dope shit.
Okay,
it was like how the fuck?
All right,
like you can't do that in the real world. You can't make a portal with devil heads around and this shit like that in the real world.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't want that. Look, turn around in the real world and see that behind me. I can tell you for sure. That's not
when somebody's spitting some lyrics that's on some, you know. But like that's amazing, bro. You can't do that shit. Who got
a
fucking
star? I think
of
every artist that's out here that was signed had their first project, been thinking about their first album for their entire life. They get to a label and they're like, "Look, I want to do this. I want that, da da da." And the label's like, "Okay, but what you're actually going to do is you're going to have this.
Right.
You're going to have this.
Shut the fuck up and do what we tell you.
And you're going to go back in that corner.
Ain't no way. Right.
Facts.
Right.
Like facts. Like in here, you can do whatever. I'm gonna do one else as far as Yo Afro, and that's something I just mentioned to her the other day. Impromptu freestyle session. It was John Robinson. It was Yo Afro, and it was Noor. But before it started, Yo Afro actually performed one of her songs. Now, I was blessed a year ago, the radio station, Mr. Block Party Radio, we did a concert, and she performed that. It was her first time, if I'm correct, performing in VR chat.
VR chat, yeah.
I watched her performance there, and then I just saw this performance for her the other night. The artist's growth, the development of her performance, like her performance now, is light years above what you did in VR chat. And I told that to her. Like her full, she has it down pat.
But hold
like,
on,
it's
hold
no
on.
Question.
Have you seen Yo Afro live though?
I haven't been blessed. So let me say this.
Yo,
I think the performance
down.
That we got that, you know, that we got then is probably as comparable to her live performance as we've seen in here.
Man, her live performance.
I mean,
is
the cues,
so
everything.
Professional, yo, so
you know, she's a dancer. She got the choreography. I mean, she had the whole performance down.
It's just the way she carries herself on stage. Like, she really takes her time and she tells a story without having to tell a story. Like, her movement, her music selection, her timing, the way she dances, like, her confidence, like, one of the best performers I've seen.
But you know what? You've been doing this for so long. That shit just becomes a part of who you are and what you do.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm pretty sure, and all of us have been doing this for a substantial amount of time. I pride myself on my live performances, really.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
So it really should be a time where we literally get together in whatever city it is and put on a fucking show. And
do
that shit.
Real meetups in real life.
You know what I'm saying?
Metaverse.
Like, this shit is like,
shit.
It's like second nature to me. To me, performing it here does not compare to my live performance at all.
Yeah,
it just
it
don't.
Can.
You
it
don't
can.
Get my passion. You don't see me. Nah. You don't get the actual me. You don't feel that live fire that I bring. You don't feel that raw intensity that I bring. So it's like,
but you get a nice little taste.
But you get a taste.
Yeah, you
right?
know what I'm saying.
Quite sure we get some,
back.
But it's,
right.
it's
yeah.
nothing
yeah.
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's just a different experience here, but it's not going to be like that real live when you can touch somebody. You know what I mean.
But what's so dope is. What's so dope is that people that are here in the metaverse will actually come out and see you.
Yeah.
In the real
without
world.
A problem.
When you're That's you facts. Can advertise in here just as you do in the real world. You can advertise, leave stuff around. Yo, if you're in the
but
Atlanta area, if
right,
you're in
right,
if you in right. New York, if you wherever, Ohio, New Orleans, wherever, yo, come check me out. I'm performing here and I guarantee you they will, especially
people
if
really
they've
sure,
enjoyed
right.
what
your
you
shows
did in here
in the metaverse.
Yeah.
They're coming to see you live. They're gonna buy your merch too.
And,
yo, I'm gonna
when
tell you
come
that
in,
right
gonna
now.
They're
gonna
right.
buy your merch. No,
right.
they're gonna buy
right.
your merch.
We're gonna talk about the
fidgetal
here
too.
Real
like,
soon.
Real
we're gonna talk about
they
the
doing it now.
Real quick before we carry on, can we just do a rest in peace and a moment of silence for DJ
for
Mr. C?
For
yeah,
C.
Word. You know what I'm saying? I definitely wanted to show some respect for him. I'm from New York, you know.
I'm sorry.
From New York.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Said what? I'm sorry. You said
DJ
who?
Mr. C passed away.
Mr. C passed away.
Yeah.
Mr. C passed away.
Mr. C. Yeah. Big Daddy Kane DJ.
She know who that is.
Yeah. You know who
he is.
You know who he is. Yeah.
Are you
yeah. Let's
serious?
Definitely let's get a moment of silence for Mr. C.
Yes.
God bless the dead.
God bless, man. Shout out to his family and all his friends and people that he was affected. You know, like, I mean, that's the thing. That's the beautiful thing about being in music is that your spirit is going to forever live on through all the people you've touched and all the music that you've played and, like, the beats you produce, the lyrics you write. So long live him. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to Mr. C. Yo, you forever with us, yo. You ain't gone, man.
In the physical, we lost a hip-hop legend today.
Yeah,
which
man.
I'm going to say, even just keep it a buck. I'm really trying to convince more of these artists to come in here. Let your art live on in another way. Don't hold nothing back.
Anybody out there that you an artist, put your stuff out. Yo, life is too short.
Word.
Don't try to wait till it's perfect. It's never going to be perfect enough for you. When you're an artist, you hate everything you do. Just put it out, bro.
As soon as it come out, you already feel like, damn, I could have did this better. Yeah, I could have did that better.
Don't hold on to it. Put it out. Don't. You know what I mean? And another note, the same night I seen Yo Afro perform live is when I seen John Robinson perform, and I was captivated. Like, you talking about live performances? Man, yo, John had the crowd rocking, yo.
All the time.
Crazy. John has been a little quiet here.
There's some stuff that I definitely want to speak to John in reference to this.
Yeah,
no
man.
Question.
I know he's an artist that's made this.
Quiet assassin.
Yes, exactly. Most dangerous person in the world.
You're not hearing that coming. You ain't hearing it coming.
For real. If you don't know who he is and you just see him in the crowd, you would not know.
Please do your research on John Robinson.
Get him up on the mic, you'd be like, get the fuck up out of here. Please do. It's really dope to have some great artists in this space. Being here for a whole year, you know, and watching how it's grown with so many different people coming in and out. It's just, man, to have these two here especially, I know what they can do and I know what they can give to the community. So it's exciting for me because I know what y'all give. You know what I'm saying? And I know what y'all all want. I know what y'all all been doing. And I know that flavor is always good. You know what I'm saying? I'm that flavor that'll season your pot. That after for real. I'm so serious about it. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just really good to have some great artists. Meeting Kowan, you know, knowing how he get down, you know. I'm just now recently meeting some of the artists that are in the building. You got Part of My Flow. He's dope.
Shout out to Park.
Fiji Bang is crazy. You know, you got some dope producers, executive producers
Shout out to Chevy in the building.
Shout out to Boo Bangers. I see you over
Bangers
there.
Bangers in the building.
It's the sample.
That's my dude right
there. You know, for real. You know, I mean, it's a lot going on, but I'm so excited to just see where it's going for the artists. For real.
Thank you, yo.
Same here. Well, I tell you what, let's talk a little bit about opportunities. I mean, we've kind of scratched the surface, but flat out, John Robinson asked me, like, yo, let's talk about some of the opportunities in here.
That's right.
And I guess I'll start it off just for me being a DJ from what I've seen in here. I've seen that the opportunities are wide open. Like, you can really come in here and set your lane. If you want to be an MC who's also known for hosting game shows, who's also known for building worlds, who's also known for, I mean, whatever the case may be, you have the ability to set your own path in your own lane. You have artists that are in here that are starting to build a following where we flat out know if they throw a show, they're not going to have a problem filling that show here in the metaverse. You have some artists that maybe they're making moves on the merchandising side. Mm-hmm. Fidgetal, shout out to Uncle Ben Rock. He uses that term more than anybody that I know. And that's Ben Rock from Naughty by Nature, if you don't know. Yes, Naughty is in the metaverse making moves. One of the many. But with that Fidgetal, where you have artists who are actually selling in this 3D space, we like to have representations of us. Like, you're going to see from this video how Noor is dressed, how Yo is dressed, how John is dressed, how Kowan is dressed. But you necessarily, as an artist, you want to have your branding, your merchandise. Like, I want to be in here in the metaverse rocking it. I'm rocking a Yo Afro hoodie. I'm rocking a Noor sweatshirt. Whatever the case may be, you want to have that ability. But also, since I rock with these artists, I may want to be able to rock that same hoodie, but have the one that I can wear in the real world. So you have your physical and you have your digital. You put those together, Fidgetal. So that's one lane. But just as of everybody that's here as artists, can you possibly tell me maybe some lanes that you're in now or some possible lanes that you may see for the future?
Because I really want these artists to know. I want to hear from John.
Yeah. He's only been here 2 weeks. So I really want that 2 weekend. perspective. Yeah, and then I have like, a couple other things like I want to throw out too.
From my educator mindset, right? I know that there's a lot of emerging artists, emerging creatives, you know, emerging entrepreneurs. And thanks, just through my, you know, two plus decades of doing business in music, but just in the entertainment space, period, right? I feel like there's a lot I could share, and that involves just the dirty work, as I call it, the administration work, how to get your business part of it together, you know, all the way down to how to make sure you as a business are filing your taxes properly. You know what I'm saying? How to account for your expenses when you're traveling and buying meals and using mileage on your car and purchasing gas. And so I think those are the things that artists should know about, you know? And then even in the sense of how to get your digital hustle on, right? Even outside of the metaverse, are you experiencing across the platform your digital hustle? As an artist, are you signed up with the MLC and getting your digital mechanical royalties from the mm-hmm. streaming platforms? As
oh damn,
I definitely am. I can tell
he
you
froze
that
on
right
the
now.
Gems.
Doing
oh,
all these things
oh, there you go. He's back. See. Sure. Okay, so for those who are tuning in now. Every so often, we may have some internet.
You have
issues.
Metaverse glitches.
There
yeah.
we go. So yeah, yeah are you doing all these one. Things to make sure that your digital life is streamlined and moving and grooving? So that's a space that I easily see for myself here, outside of just the music part. To me, the music part's second nature. Right. You put a mic and a beat on, I'm ready to go. You right. know what I'm saying? But in terms of just empowering, I feel like the energy I felt. And just this short 2 weeks have been so welcoming and hospitable and giving and sharing. I want to learn the space more so I could reciprocate that energy. So that's
hey,
really,
word up.
That's
hey. What I'm saying. That's word. What's up. That's yeah, hip hop right there. Word that's the culture. Up. That's the community that we're talking about.
I love that
community.
A lot about this. I love the love that we have in here because in real life, you don't normally get that. You know, people no. click off and they do this and they be a yeah. part of this sector and this group of people. But like here, it's like nobody have any issues like coming together and like, you know what I'm saying? Just being a community. That's one of the mm-hmm. things I actually do love about this shit. Because a lot of times in the real world, especially people like us, you know, because I like... Yeah. I don't necessarily get along with a lot of rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's always a point of competition with me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Yeah. Well, so let me say this though. We've all been on radio shows before and podcasts in right. the real world, right? Did you ever see this many people in the background chilling at the radio?
Just chilling? Right,
no.
right. You know what
normally
I'm saying?
Normally, it's just you and the DJ or whoever is yeah. on the radio. On
right.
And there's no
some of the college stations
you know.
Would be kind of wild.
So even that one, yeah, some, but this is not
but
normal.
For the most part, that it's
not
like this.
Yeah, right.
The fact
it's
that
not.
That's
right.
a coming together just to vibe and bring that
out. Right. That's beautiful. That's energy. Beautiful right. as fuck, right. man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. And that's another thing that separates, you know, this shit from like the real world.
Hell
you know
yeah, I
saying?
Love running up on people and high-fiving people I don't know. That shit is lit.
Oh, that's
if I could
that's
do that word. In the real world, it'd be a better world.
Word.
You know? Like, let's get it.
Yeah,
how you?
Word.
That's so exactly.
Something. Yeah, so after a while,
it'd be a better world.
Yo, you do that in New York, they think
you get
crazy,
shot.
Yeah?
No, yeah. it was
right.
Like,
right.
There's times,
right. Right.
There's times now right. in the real world, I'd be throwing my arms up and shit.
Right.
Like, what's doing? Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come out.
I'm gonna give you a good example of this whole thing. Like, I met John like maybe like a couple weeks ago when we was at the club. You know what I'm saying? I was
yes,
just,
yes.
I've been knowing Afro for a while. We just performed on the same shit. This is like my first time meeting you, right? But at mm-hmm. this point, we all feel like fam. And DJ Marcus I mean, is like my official DJ. I'm not like I'm like fuck what you heard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
it's like now, you know what I'm saying, after this whole thing, even with Bird and a lot of the other like MCs and rappers who've been through it, it's like for me, it's like a community of motherfuckers who I have a camaraderie with at
yeah,
this point.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like we could be anywhere in the world, anywhere in the streets. If I see you, it's fucking love, like straight up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And again, I think and that gets us prepared for the real world and
for
really
the real world. And
absolutely.
You don't get that. You don't get that in the real world. Like that just
gentle.
Never happens.
The kid now, because we're getting the training in here to be more understanding and more friendly to people we don't know. So it's subconsciously retraining your brain to be more social. You know, like Afro was saying, if you're not the most comfortable person walking up to people because you do it in here, you're going to do it in the real world. You'll be like, y'all in the club, like, what's up? Niggas will be like, yo, what you doing? But, you know, some people will love that shit. Like, I feel like when you put out really good energy, most of the time you get it back.
Well, that's how it works, period. That's how it works. The universe just reflects to you what you put out. That's flat out what it is. There's no that's it.
Exactly.
You get what you put out.
Got to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Exactly. But yo, it's late for me, y'all. I'm a bounce.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I know. We may have somebody out of here. We can keep it pushing for a couple more minutes, but Kawan, I definitely thank you for coming through. Kawan, I'm in here. He got albums out there. Please make sure.
No, for real. And that's kind of some perfect time.
Because I got a couple other people that's up in the studio I want to bring in. But no, let the people know where they can find all your music, fam.
I'm on every streaming platform. If you type in Kawan Kenpachi, you're going to get me straight up.
Kawan Kenpachi, put it in the air.
You got that anthem put in air. Salute. Thank you for coming through, fam.
Thank you.
I got a couple other people. Matter of fact, I'm gonna actually give up a seat because I got three people I want to invite up here, because we keep talking about opportunities for other people and they don't even know I'm inviting them up here. Well, my brother, shout out, part of my flow. Can I get you up here in the seat?
He right here.
He right behind.
See, I know he's right behind me. Can I get Fiji Bang on the seat? And if we can get him up in here, let's go ahead and get Boo Bangers up in here.
Let's go. Because
again,
Bangers,
I'm gonna let you know some stuff again. We're talking about stuff that's happening with artists and opportunities for artists up in here.
I think so.
That's right.
Shout out DJ Marcus, man. Yeah.
So I'm gonna give you a quick. I'm trying not to block the view. Matter of fact, I'm gonna come on this thing. So I'm not blocking the view.
Yo, Afro, what up? Yo, Afro.
Arguably, Flat Out, part of my flow was the first artist that was up in here that I came in contact with up in the metaverse. Matter of fact, if you heard when I started the show, and I had mentioned there was an event
or something like that
with Kawan Kenpachi, the first time I heard him, and I said there was two people who I speak my truth, hands down, were heads and shoulders above everybody else that was a part of the event. Pardon was the other MC that was it. So him and Kawan, I mean, flat out. I got love for everybody in here, but for that event, they were heads and shoulders above everybody. You can tell that they weren't new to doing this. Fiji Bang. Fiji, I got to correct you on something. My man just had his first episode. Salute to him on his podcast. But I got to tell you a different truth than what you stated yesterday, Bang. Bang, I first met him New Year's Eve. We had a concert that was going on. Shout out to Tink and Zen Royals. They provided a few artists to be a part of the show. Communication, there was a breakdown, so Fiji didn't know about it. And we had a thing where if you wasn't at rehearsal, you wasn't going to be part of the show. So when Fiji told the story, it was a little different from my point of view. When he wasn't going to be a part of it, when he wasn't at rehearsal, I flat out told him, fam, we're going to see you next year. Like 2024 is going to be your year, not the last one. So it was just slightly different than what he was saying. But Fiji, salute to him. He was like, yo, like, I'm serious about this. I'm trying to do this. And I found out from Tink, it was on Tink. It wasn't on Bang. So I'm like, you know what? I can't hold it against him. Bang performed that night. I got sick. I couldn't even see the performance. I asked City Girl over here, who messes with hip hop, but hip hop isn't her go-to genre. Mm-hmm. And the person who stood out to her that night was Fiji Bang.
Wow. Look at that. Let's go, Fiji.
So, not just because of that, but I've been rocking with Bang since then. And he's been somebody who I've seen leveling up in the metaverse. A person who I think I'm going to say, like we were talking about before, John, this man has been trying to take advantage of every opportunity that he's seen come across in the metaverse.
That's what's up.
I got to say that for him.
Clap it up.
The end of the table, we got Boo Bangers. Boo Bangers is part, matter of fact, not part
it's
of. He started the sampler movement.
Let's go. We have
artists in here that come in here perform. There's a sample that's picked. You have producers who flip that sample. You have artists that come together and then they spit. Maybe they sing, maybe they're hip hop artists,
reggae,
whatever the case may be.
Whatever they want to do.
Exactly. I mean, he got a range of artists that's coming through. I kind of forgot about it. Matter of fact, I'm going to let him talk about that. But another opportunity, self created here in the metaverse. He has something that's upcoming soon. I don't know if he wants to mention it. I'm not going to mention it. If he wants to, I'm going to let him mention it. But let's just say, we're recording. This is a podcast. So so it's up to you. It's up to you. Because this will be out there. But he's been working on some stuff here for real behind the scenes for the last couple months. So shout out to him.
Let's go back and talk about DJ Marcus.
Go ahead and say what you're going to say.
I want to preface what Marcus is saying right now, since y'all joined us, is before doing the podcast, he asked what we wanted to talk about. And one of the things I hit him up with earlier is being a new person in the space, like barely 2 weeks in the space. Like what's the opportunity space outside of the obvious? You know, I'm a hip hop artist for more than 20 years now. I know how to perform. I know how to, you know, do music, et cetera, et cetera. But just hearing from you all, just different angles of the opportunity space of being an artist, being a creative in the metaverse.
Well, I start saying, it's just wide open for people that may have never had those opportunities, right? Like that has the talent. Like a Fiji Bang, you know what I'm saying? I know Part, he's been doing this thing for a while too. But me, Fiji, we might have been rapping our whole life. You know what I mean? We might have been freaking things, but we just wasn't in the right locations, in the right situations, the right times and places. So now it's like you can come in here and I can show what I have, my talents and everything. I got an automatic audience. You know what I mean? And it's like it's teaching me how to be in this space, you know what I'm saying? Like how to entertain people, what they gravitate to, what they like to hear and things, you know what I'm saying? So it's making me a better professional in real life, you know what I'm saying? So
no doubt.
You know what I mean, it's like Nora was saying, it's like this is better in our real life, you know what I'm saying? It's
absolutely.
Like, you know what I mean? It's motivating, man. Just coming in here to meet people like y'all. I give y'all the utmost respect, you know what I'm saying? Always, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, this may never would have happened in real life. Yeah, y'all might just walk right past me. You know what I mean?
Right,
you know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right,
so,
right.
I feel like, not to cut you off, bro, but I feel like I want to piggyback back off what Boo said. Like, it's just like it's wide open. You feel me? Like, this last couple of months, man, I done been in the magazine. I done been on the radio, video of the week, all types of, like, you feel me? Like, showcases, New Year's Eve. Performances, samplers, showcases. I done been hosting, club promoting. I don't even go to the clubs in real life. So I understand when your Afro and Norkin would say, like, it's things that you may do or you may not know that you're capable of doing in here. Like, yeah. I'm a part of a club promotion team. I don't go to clubs, bro. But I know.
That, bro, I missed you yesterday. I got to Club Truth at 1 a.m. They was like, yo, Fiji's out of here, bro.
Listen, I appreciate so I missed you coming you, bro. Through, man. Listen. I just feel like, man, you got to make your lane and just be intentional about it, man.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
And like Boo said, don't take it personal, bro. Like, and don't be scared to miss. If you miss, go another angle. One of them shots going to drop. That's how I'm on it. They're going to see me till they get tired of me. Either you're going to love me or you ain't going to get tired of me. It's up to you.
That's it. Right.
I love that.
No boundaries.
I'm going to start parting into the conversation here.
Yeah,
Pardon.
Hold on, Marcus.
I've known Pardon. No, I'm trying to bring him in right now.
No.
I know he's done music, but I'm going to use an example. Whatever you do, like you may be an MC, you may be a DJ, you may be a producer, whatever the case may be. May be your foot into the door. So I'm going to use Pardon. Pardon, I've known him being an MC in here. Pardon also is a phenomenal singer. Like, I'm really not sure which one of those two he does better than the other. Like, he's that talented. Like, ambidextrous with it, like, for real. Right. I don't know if he's a better singer than an MC, right? So that's what a lot of people originally know him from. But separate from that, I know Pardon from Say Less Fit. Pardon actually brought fitness into the metaverse. Okay. Wow. He had the first gym that I knew of in here. We were doing like serious hit exercises, right? So there's some people when it came to the metaverse that's all they knew Pardon for. That's all they knew him for. So whatever your talent, whatever you may be bringing into here, that doesn't mean that's the only thing that you're going to do once you get up in the space. But I'm sorry, Pardon, go ahead and speak your truth.
No, you're good. This shit is kind of like the army, right? They say be all you can be. Right. So when you come in here, you could be all you could be. So it's kind of, it was like a second win for me. Like Marcus said, when I came in here, I was in the music industry back, you know, back in the day. You know, I'm getting into all that, but I was about, you know, had a couple of deals with Atlantic Records set up and all that type of stuff. But make a long story short, I moved to Atlanta, you know, got married, kind of gave it up, right? So fitness became my thing. I came here doing the fitness thing, and when I seen the Oculus, I'm like, yeah, you know what? How could I do what I do in the real world and bring it into the metaverse? I know I can train. So I made the first, and I'm saying this in the podcast, I made the first ever fully functional fitness center in the metaverse, right?
Mm-hmm. First,
it was an alt space. So you can cast yourself into the world. People were actually watching me work out. We were working on the headset. I met DJ Marcus, was one of the first people to sign up for, actually him and Fuchsia, one of the first people to sign up for my Patreon, right? So I'm bringing it full circle. So I had stopped doing the music thing. I think DJ Marcus wound up hearing me. And like, you know, I forgot I was on stage or something. And he was like, yo, bro, I'm a DJ, do the music. And he kind of got me really into getting back into the music thing. And what I saw with the metaverse, like how y'all was saying is, it was like a second win for me. So things I was doing, shit that's old for me,
right,
is new here, mm-hmm, right? Because it's all over the world. So you can reach people. People were singing my songs from Germany. And so in all space, it was crazy because it was a guy with a name Duke, and he actually made shout out to Duke, man. He made it like a radio. He did 3D movies in there, right? But he put my music on this player. So whenever you buy the 3D movie, you automatically got part of my flow radio. So people were listening to my songs, and they knew me for the song Kitty Cat over there. And it's just crazy. So I built a fan base in there. I'm telling y'all, man, listen, for those who think that the metaverse is a game, it's real people in these headsets, man, there's real opportunities in here, man. I'm sitting here with some great artists right here. You know what I'm saying? I think I saw your video. I saw your video. I'm like, yo, hold on. I got to step my shit up. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, that's crazy. Yo, Afro, you know what I mean? I saw you, fire. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard any of your music yet, but if you're sitting amongst some of these people, I already know your music is fire. I know you're great. Afro's met Fiji, banging here. And when I came in here and Horizon, I wasn't even going to do, once again, I'm like, I'm dodging my gift. I wasn't going to do music. I'm like, I ain't doing this shit.
Yeah.
Fiji, like, yo, put me on every stage out here so far, man. So. And boo bangers. So I don't want to be long-winded, but if you're not in the metaverse, and for those who don't understand it, people fear what they don't understand, man.
Right.
Get a headset, come in here and reinvent yourself.
MC Shanny, we got pioneers up in the space that love the metaverse, and he says the same thing. Like, it's like, you know, some of these pioneers, this could be a second life for you to come back in here and resell your shit all over again.
Every time I hear
put
a song,
performances
a song
and whatnot
from somebody you hear, I hear like a snippet of something, it motivates me. Like, I just heard Norkin and KRS-One go at it on the joint.
Space rocket going off on that joint.
You don't care. That's the guy. You feel me? Like, that's like motivation, bro. Like,
yeah, if you don't know, Nora has a track with my favorite hands down MC ever. KRS-One, that's the teacher, bro.
So just to hear her go off on that dream was crazy, bro. Like, it just be like little stuff like that. That just be motivating me, man. Just being a part of the culture. I feel like we a fraternity, man, inside this joint. Like, it's like, yo, we the pioneers. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, just
exactly
the growth and just
they
to
say
be accepted
everybody
by,
at the top is collaborators. You know what I'm saying? Yo, if you're not collaborating, you're just not gonna get where you need to go.
And this space also puts you in a space with people that has the same mindset. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a bunch of music. I've been making music for years, bro. I never put nothing out. Like, and I let people hear that I think in my space in real life, and they listen to it, but they won't be like, yo, man, you gotta drop that, bro. That's, you know what I mean? So, but like, as soon as I played it in the metaverse, people are like, yo, where can I find this? Type shit. I'm like, I've never seen a reaction from my music like that. You know what I'm saying? It was just personal music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we're not. I'm like, bro.
I remember we had a night like that in WP Studio.
You feel me?
We just playing songs back to back. They like, yo, boo, when you dropping Fiji, when you dropping?
Shout out to Writer's Pen. What up, yo?
That's right.
Yeah, shout out to Pen for sure. Yeah, Writer's Pen.
Yes, this is motivational, man. Like,
I love this.
Very much so.
Where we started. Yeah. I know Marcus know where we started back in Allspace. What, 3.5, 4 years ago?
Man, that was it.
But to where we at now, it's like to what we about to drop. You guys should.
it's your truth. Like, I'm not gonna speak,
I'm gonna keep it real. So, we about to drop an app.